From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a summit on migrants. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting in Malta trying to improve their response to the migration crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Europe this year and more are on the way. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
One of our biggest responsibilities is to address the root causes of the movements we are seeing. It is our job as leaders to ensure that people do not feel the need to risk their lives to achieve their aspirations.
French President François Hollande told the summit Africa needs more international development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants from the continent. He noted a lot of migrants are from Eritrea and Sudan. Syria's political turmoil and unrest caused by the Islamic State will be the focus of Secretary of State John Kerry as he departs Thursday for visits to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Austria, there will be a second round of talks on Syria's political future. The first such meetings were in October. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it should align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked a hideout of a pro-Islamic State faction. The fighting near Sakau in Middle Juba region killed 9 fighters and wounded 8. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy Party. The congratulations come because the NLD is the apparent landslide winner in this week's parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia needs to conduct its own investigation into allegations that its athletes regularly took performance-enhancing substances. He added that somebody needs to take responsibility for the problem. Putin commented for the first time Wednesday following the World Anti-Doping Agency's 6-month suspension of Russia's drug testing laboratory after issuing a scathing report alleging state-sponsored doping in Russian athletics. Russia faces possible suspension from athletic competition and could be banned from next summer's Olympics. Thomas Bash is the IOC president.
This was shocking and very saddening news there. I could never have imagined that in an international federation, the leadership would obviously soliciting bribes from athletes in order to manipulate sports competitions. This is unbelievable.
Thomas Bash. The European Union published new guidelines Wednesday for labeling products made in Israeli settlements, a move Israel blasted as discriminatory and politically motivated. Dori Gold, the director general of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says the new procedure will mainly hurt Palestinians working in Israeli enterprises.
So it's not that this is going to hurt us economically. It's the principle. But you know who it is going to hurt? The Palestinians. Because we have Palestinian workers who have jobs in various factories in the West Bank. Those factories, their marketing of their products will be injured by this new procedure.
But Lars Faaborg Andersen, the EU ambassador to Israel, disagrees.
We have no reason to believe that this will cause any kind of decline in the exportation of goods coming from those settlement-based factories.
The guidelines, drawn up over several years by the European Commission, require Israeli producers to explicitly label farm goods and other products sold in the European Union as coming from settlements built on land said to be occupied by Israel. Afghan security forces fired warning shots to disperse protesters in Kabul after some of them tried to storm the gate of the presidential palace. Demonstrators are protesting the beheading earlier this week of 7 civilians by militants allegedly linked to the Islamic State group. The Spanish government filed a legal challenge Wednesday to a decision by lawmakers in the country's northeastern Catalonia region to seek independence. The regional parliament Monday approved a roadmap for secession that supporters hope will lead to separation within 18 months. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.